This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. X Suit, the world's most comfortable suit. I ordered mine, it fits like a glove, doesn't even need to be altered. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS. Fuse Lenses, high-quality replacement lenses for any brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 682.
682.
My name's Ingo Weigelt.
Matt Griff, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Not much. Hey, the Bears didn't lose this weekend.
Yep. They're a fucking best team in football.
Bye week.
But they're in the strongest division in football, by the way.
They are. The Lions look like world beaters right now.
They're what?
5-1, I think.
And Minnesota's 5-1, and Green Bay is 5-2, and the Bears are 4-2.
Yeah.
4-2 would put you on the top of some of these divisions.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know what that means, but Bears playoffs. It's tough because you got two really good teams.
I say we got five more wins. We have Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. That's going to be tough.
The Bears will win.
I don't.
You heard it here first.
No chance. Ooh. I think it's going to be a blowout
in Detroit.
I think it's in Detroit.
That's a problem because I think the Bears have won all their home games and they've lost all away games as of right now. So we'll see. And I don't know how the Blackhawks are doing because they still don't have a deal with Xfinity.
Oh.
And from what I was reading and hearing, it doesn't sound like that's going to rectify itself anytime soon. There's a rumor that they might do a deal with Fubo or Fobo, whatever that fucking
Fubo, the streaming thing, Fubo.tv or whatever.
Yeah, so that one might happen relatively quickly, but and I think the Bulls start their season this week, maybe on Wednesday. Yeah. So there's, from what it sounds like, but again, you don't know because you're only hearing half of the equations, that the people that own the channel are trying to take a haircut. And again, it's just they're trying to push the Blackhawks into the premium tier, and Xfinity also isn't happy with the Blackhawks being on free TV. They don't like that, but the Blackhawks are saying, and whoever owns the channel, well, it's the same thing with like every other fucking sport is on local TV and you're paying fees on Xfinity or whatever, DirecTV, to get the local channel. So there's still a fee. Just retarded, because the more they go without being on TV, the less I want to watch them. So
really,
you're literally losing fans. So I don't know what to say about that, but fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck Comcast. They're always Comcast at the end of the day. Fuck those guys.
Xfinity, Comcast, whatever you want to call it.
Anyway. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's get into some MMA. We had some fights over the weekend. Let's go PFL. You want to start there? Little Francis Ngannou.
What's his nuts?
That other guy that's really fucking big. We thought was going to destroy him. I thought for sure.
It did not, by any stretch of the imagination, destroy Ngannou. Ngannou beat him.
To a living death, as they say.
Exactly. So
I'll show some footage because someone shot at cage side.
Perfect.
Let's go. No sound. And you can see him just ringing him up with these punches had some very bad intention. But
they sure did.
Those are not to finish them. That's to kill somebody right there.
Oh, yeah. God, so, these are both some big fuckers, man.
Oh, so it's reminiscent, but not quite like the Brock Lesnar, Shane Carwin days.
Yeah.
Love it. So I'd be honest, completely shocking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. And then now there's talk that, and the CEO of Glory is open to this, to having some sort of a fight between Rico Verhoeven and Francis Ngannou.
Oh,
and I don't know if we're talking boxing or kickboxing.
I think they should do kickboxing.
Well, Verhoeven will destroy him. If you do boxing, it's at least a little more fair. But I would like to see a kickboxing match.
I think kickboxing is way more interesting than boxing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got to sit relatively close and watch, I don't know, what were we, third, fourth row at Glory, watching Verhoeven fight that one time. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, I love, so I was going to save this for later, but I might as well show you. From a few, I think it's from a week ago, there was this Glory footage of these two dudes who are basically having a fucking slobber knocker, man. Look at this shit.
That guy looks like he outweighs the other guy by.
He does. Well, he's shorter. Shorter, right? Oof. They're just beating the pulp out of each other, right? And
yeah, this is reminiscent of like Mark Hunt.
Oh yeah, it doesn't stop. So they keep going, and then the other guy retorts, right? Throwing some leg kicks.
Yeah, he's going like he's at got it. His cardio.
Look at this. Like they're just going at it. Like it's on. And I remember when we went to Glory, like that shit was happening. Look at this. Like, oh
yeah. Oh fuck! Yeah, they don't like tie-ups. I forget how long you can hold someone.
But here the fucked up part is like they're gonna let this guy continue.
Fuck yeah! He's like, not dead.
I'm good. He's like, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. You good? He's like, the ref wasn't gonna let it end there. I know it's a long video, but you know, here obviously guy in the black pants, the shorts is on Queer Street. I mean, he's getting beat to shit.
Yeah. That ref is in there though. He was ready for it.
Yeah. So, you know, more of that continues, and then they got a TKO out of that sucker. But I just like Glory, and I think their rules are fun. And if you get two big fuckers like Ngannou and Verhoeven in there, I just don't know. Verhoeven is in his early 30s?
He's gotta be. I mean, it seems like he's been fighting forever.
He has. So I think it'll be awesome.
Here. He's 35.
Okay, mid-30s.
And what is Francis, about the same? 38. Oh, man. But that's the nice thing about being a free agent, right?
Yep.
And Ngannou and being in the PFL, and I think they're very flexible of if he wants to fight outside or they co-promote, whatever, they don't give a fuck. And I know the owner, I'll digress a little bit, forgot what his name is, Don Davis, owner of the PFL. He was talking some crazy shit saying he thinks the UFC's next rights deal is going to be at least $8 billion.
Jesus.
Because he said it's going to be probably 10 years. And he's alluding to the point, like, it's going to be really good for the PFL because once the UFC signs, there's not any other sports that are going to be open for bidding for a long time. They're going to be the next one. And I think he was saying that there's five potential bidders for the UFC. And it's probably going to be a frenzy too, because you got to think of, out of all the sports to have, probably one of the more valuable ones in the aspect of there's no fucking off season. It's just go, go, go.
Yeah.
So it's
nonstop.
It's good and bad because it's quantity over quality at times.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like they don't take breaks in any capacity. I know it's zero slow down a little
COVID,
bit.
Fuck you. We'll find an island. There's no stopping us.
Right.
So good and bad. So we'll see what happens. But that one's coming up, and good for them if they can get $8 billion. Because I think the other thing I read too before I talk about Chris Cyborg, as we're kind of digressing, is that that UFC lawsuit that the fighters had agreed to this updated proposal for like $375 million. I think that gets judged tomorrow to see if they're going to accept that. So when the show comes out, they'll probably have already said yes or no. And see what comes of it. So
interesting.
Yeah. And then the last thing from PFL, you mentioned Chris Cyborg wins and now has her fifth title from the five organizations, UFC, Bellator, Strikeforce, Invicta and PFL. I know she's only got the four belts here because she just won the one over a weekend.
She can't carry them all. Good Lord.
It's a lot of weight.
Too much to carry.
She did take some damage in this, but I think she's 39, so she was pretty happy to win her fifth different title, five different organizations at the age of 39. So
yeah,
it's crazy. Because who else has done that? Nobody. Nobody's 39. Yeah.
Nope.
Fuck. And I think she only has two fights left.
Okay.
If that, you know, she's done a lot. I don't know what else is left for her to do at this point.
Yeah, I mean, nothing. Whatever she wants. Give her some big money fights. Let her make some money. Let's get her off OnlyFans with that weird stuff.
Well, I was going to do OnlyFans the right way, not like, hey, look at me go fishing. That's not the right content, cyborg. Yeah. Do a little sponsor action?
Sure. Why not? Everyone, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the global leader in men's lifestyle and grooming. Every man knows the unbeatable feeling of a fresh barbershop shave. Now, what if I told you that you no longer have to wait weeks or even months between appointments to experience it? Introducing Manscaped's newest innovation, the Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver, the game-changing tool that brings the luxury of a professional shave right into your home. Whether you're after that daily silky smooth finish or prefer to maintain a rugged 5 o'clock shadow, the Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver is your go-to for precision and style every time. Head over to manscaped.com and join the over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by using the code MMANUTS for 20% off and free shipping.
I swear, they're adding so many people. I think when we first started doing these, they were at,
1 million?
5 million men worldwide. I think
200 people, Matt. There were
we were one of the first 200.
And we were number 199 and 200.
That's right. And now they're well over 11 million. They got a great product. You're not going to cut yourself or the potential to not cut yourself. And it's great. Love it.
Yeah, and remember, you can get the Chairman Pro today and experience a shave that is as smooth as you deserve. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com.
Word.
This episode sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift started as a solution to better scent. Each product is designed to fit seamlessly into your space while bringing you the freshest, real scents possible. Free from harsh chemicals found in traditional air fresheners like phthalates, parabens, mineral oil. That one always gets me.
Yeah.
They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrance oils, and more sustainable materials to bring your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right.
Go ahead. Well, anytime somebody takes out a product that I can of their something out of their product that I cannot pronounce and has weird letters, it's got to be bad. So I'm glad they took out the phthalates, whatever those are.
That's right.
It sounds terrible.
It's not good. And so I got the new flavor of the month, the new scent, white pumpkin.
Oh, man.
Let's check this out.
What does a white pumpkin smell like?
Mm. Wow. It's good. I don't know how to describe this yet. Vanilla. Hint of pumpkin. Maybe a little nutmeg.
Hint of pumpkin's good, not overly pumpkin.
Now let's see how they describe it. It's a ray of sunbeams through the kitchen window, casting golden light on a freshly picked pumpkin waiting to be carved. Fresh notes of white pumpkin get a warm, spicy twist with cinnamon and nutmeg, while vanilla cream adds a sweet, decadent hint. See? I'm on point here. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code MATT20 at drift.co/MMANUTS. That's 20% off with code MATT20 at drift.co/MMANUTS.
Nice.
And right back to it.
What do we want to talk about? Well, here we go. Gegard Mousasi suing Bellator, PFL, and key executives seeking over $15 million in damages. Some things he's alleging are breach of contract, but not providing the fights that he was promised and putting him on the sideline forever, unjust enrichment and bad faith. They profited at his expense and didn't fulfill their obligations, he says. Monopsony allegations. limiting, which basically they try to limit his market opportunities and treated him unfairly. And he also lastly says they're classifying him as an independent contractor rather than an employee, which he thinks he's an employee. So,
yeah, I think he's an employee. Can you fight anywhere else?
No.
It depends, because sometimes they do, but for the most part, no. John S. Nash on X kind of went into some of the details of the contract, and he said his contract with Bellator, Musashi, paid him $150,000 guaranteed plus a $600,000 promotional fee. So he got $750,000 per bout. And if he finished his opponent, he got another $50,000 bonus. And after four fights, his guarantee would rise to $200,000. Mm-hmm. And let's see, PFL allegedly being fighter first while also trying to renegotiate his contract. We talked about the monosopopy. You heard me. I can't say that fucking word.
There's a lot of weird words.
It's like
on
a monopoly,
Matt.
But different.
It's weird like words.
A PS in there. I know.
It's one of those shows.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think he's got a case because you can't, again, you sign someone and then you sideline them. It's fucked up. And a lot of these companies do that. And I think even the UFC. They just have to offer you contracts and then it just keeps offering you fights. And then if you don't take it, just extend your contract. Yeah. But in this case, they didn't even offer him fights. So I'd like to see how that plays out in court. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately now that bridge is burnt from probably both sides for Musashi. So he doesn't really have a venue. Like what is he going to go Glory? Go bare knuckle or go back to the UFC, but
I can't see him in bare knuckle. I don't think he's the kind of fighter for that.
No, and or there is the bare knuckle MMA, but I don't know how well they're paying people because he ain't gonna get $750,000 anywhere else.
I feel like those things are good for like slugger type guys who go for broke.
Yeah,
and he's more of a surgeon, you know. I think he needs the more rules and gloves and all the shit. So
agree, because I think he gets handled in bare knuckle, unfortunately, because he's it ain't right for him.
Right.
He's no Mike Perry.
Nope.
Mike Perry is built for that shit. So we'll see what happens. And then we have UFC 308 this weekend.
Yeah.
So let's share the screen here. Got a couple good fights. Unfortunately, I don't like this first one because I don't know. I feel like I don't want to say Max is over the hill, but I feel like you're feeding him. I don't feel it's a fair fight, you know. Topuria versus Holloway. I'll pull this up. And Topuria's the favorite. He's undefeated.
15. Yeah, I know. But did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll stop sharing.
Yeah, I still, you know, I think Topuria, you know, if he can catch Holloway early and start taking some gas out of the tank, I think he has a chance like to definitely win. If he doesn't do that though, Holloway, he's like Diaz, you know, pop, 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 pow. A lot of like volume of strikes going on all the time. And I feel like I got to take Holloway on this one. Like,
okay, good for you.
I don't understand how he's a favorite to Poirier. I totally think Holloway can handle him. I think it's going to be a decision though.
Yeah, I mean, he's hard to finish. That's
yep.
That's Holloway, you know, like you're saying, like the Diaz brothers. So he's got 15 wins and 13 of them are finishes. So
yeah.
And 9 of them are first round. So it's just, for me, it's hard to, I'm with you. It's hard to pick against Holloway, but
it is. I know he's over, you know, he's up there. I don't want to say over the hill, but he's up there.
I don't want to say he's the gatekeeper.
Oh, no. You already have a gatekeeper.
I wouldn't do that.
You can't have two of them.
I've got to do that, too. I want to take Topuria.
Yeah.
But, again, can he finish him? Because that's a big thing. And first round, can he finish him?
Yeah.
And I know Justin Gaethje dropped Holloway. He's still got fucking hand. He's just so goddamn durable. So it's a... Yeah, I think it's got to be a decision, but I'm going to go with Topuria. It's going to be a tough fight then. But again, I don't like this fight. I don't fucking like it one bit. I don't like this matchup. And it will go to the next fight, which I'm surprised it's still happening, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back here on the fucking UFC website is dog shit. So you have Robert Whittaker, ranked number 3. Hamzat Shumayev. How is Hamzat rated number 12? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. He's undefeated. He
hasn't fought in forever. That's the problem.
It's been a year.
Yeah. 13-0 and 11 wins. 11 finishes. 6 KOs, 5 sub. But motherfuck, his wrestling is so stout that he determines where the fight goes. And usually when the guy can determine where the fight goes is the guy that wins. And I don't see how fucking, oh, here you go. Here's your journeyman. And I'm putting that together. You said that. I just don't care what version of Whittaker this is. I see no path for victory for him at all here. And it's really just it's Shumayev. How does he want to play with his food? Does he want to just fucking grapple fuck him, take him down, pound him out? The one of those other fights, he was just fucking around and did the stand up.
Yep.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are we fighting like this? He took a lot of punishment that he didn't need to.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he'll do that here.
No, I think he can just fucking, I think it's time to take the guy down, pound him out fast and move on. I'm just surprised he's actually going to make it to the fight. Cause what's the last one? About a year. Just over a little over a year ago.
That was the Usman fight, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, majority decision.
I mean, I'm with you. I Shumayev all day. I think he's gonna KO Whittaker. That's what I think.
Yeah, that'd be
like
nice.
Second round, maybe. I don't know. This could be a great fight, or it could be a
terrible
one sided terrible wrestling grappling match. Yeah. You know.
But I don't see that because I think Shumayev will please the fans, and then we could kind of look at the rest of the card. Kalayev, Rakic. I don't know why Rakic. This fight doesn't really seem to make sense because
he's like from Rakic Serbia.
Has been knocked out Serbia. In his last two or three fights. So pull up his record here. KO'd. So kind of a weird matchup there.
It is.
You got the pirate fighting Rafael Dos Anjos. He's going another Nurmagomedov. Magomedov thought Barnett pulled out. So all these fights aren't actual because the UFC doesn't always update their website. And the one interesting is there's no women fighting on this card. It's kind of weird. Maybe because it's in Abu Dhabi. UAE. Same difference. Are they in Fight Island?
Yas Island. Makes sense. No females.
Yep.
Although the cyborg might do well over there.
Maybe. So a couple fights and then a couple not great fights. So what else is going on?
I wanted to get your opinion on this tattoo I just found.
Okay.
There we go. I'm curious to see what you think.
What's happening here?
There you're gonna see. They're gonna show you how it goes. Mm.
This is semi-gay. Whatever's going. Is this like a paint by numbers?
Kind of. That's how they do tattoos.
Feel like this.
Look at how fucking real this looks. This is crazy.
That's incredibly real.
I just think, I mean, I know we go back to the whole, do you want to put a man's face on your body? Probably not, but.
No, I think that's gay as fuck to get another man tattooed on your body. I mean, from a realism perspective, that's a 9.5 for sure.
Yeah.
As far as like what the tattoo, it's a -5. You're gay as fuck at that point if you're doing that tattoo. And tattooing a fighter, it's just weird. Like, why are you doing that? I just love you so much. I want to put a picture of your head very close to where my cock is. It's very odd. Very odd. I want to talk about gloves.
Gloves?
The new gloves. So there's a guy on X, he's going by Hey Jive Pick. So he says the new UFC gloves have ruined knockouts and the data proves it. So let's pull up some stats here. Just got a little love. So he's saying over the last 3 years, the knockout to decision rates have been fairly consistent. Where, okay. Let's start in 2021, 51.2% decision, 33.9% KO. 2022, 46.6 decision, 33.6 KO. And then 2023, 48.7% decision, 31.4% KO. So you're probably like 32.5 average KOs to decision. I don't see where the submission is in here, but anyway, I think unless you're just looking at decision KO, but
decreasing
anyway.
Knockouts, huh?
Yeah. So then since the gloves, there's been a 60% decision rate, a 22.9% KO. And in the same year, 2024, before the gloves were changed, 51.6 and then 32.4 for KOs. So everything was pretty consistent, and then you change the gloves, and now we have about a 10% drop in the KO rate.
Is it the gloves leading to less power?
Well, another person put a stat together where you can see it more visually. So let me pull this up. So
Nate, I love visual stats.
Latshaw has a big picture here. So you can kind of see what's happening with the gloves, with the old gloves to new gloves. So you can see the difference in KOs is 10%, 10%, 6%, 12, 29. Because sometimes it also matters like who is actually fighting. Because if you have a guy that's in there that's normally KOing people and either retired or he's injured, so there are some other factors you got to take into account. But if you look at this across the fucking board, it's down. That's a fucking problem. That is,
it's only data from this year, though, right? Is that right?
Yeah, so it's like January through May 31st, so the first 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Of data versus the last whatever June, July, August, September, October. So it's 5 months versus 5 months this year. And you're seeing across the board drop of probably about, I don't know, 12% less KOs.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see what happens like 6 months from now or a year from now. Cause I think they need individual fighter stats. Like they need to know if the guys, there's way too many factors. Like this is a crazy.
There is a lot, but when you look at it by weight class, you can see the trend. Like it's not good. And again, like you didn't gain it. All you gained was visual. So like you didn't improve eye pokes. You're getting less KOs. You added color. Nobody gives a shit about color. People want fucking blood. And if this is the case, you better make a fucking change quickly, or you don't give a fuck about the sport at that point.
Right.
Or reduce the cage size. Like that's the other thing. Yeah. That increases KOs.
Take a foot off at
100%. Yes. Smaller cage makes more knockouts because you can't get away from people.
Right.
Got to engage. So interesting. We'll have to keep a tracker on that and see in the next 6 months what happens. So what else is happening?
It's going to show you the UFC 309 poster.
Okay.
Jones versus Miocic.
Can I say gay in advance?
What do you think about this?
It's all right. I like blue. So impartial. They could be smiling at each other. I think they should be holding hands.
They're more serious.
Super serious.
I can't believe it's happening in like a month.
Yeah. Crazy. And I think Aspinall's a backup fighter in case someone gets hurt. So somebody's fighting. There's going to be a heavyweight title fight. And then everyone's going to retire.
Yeah.
Stipe will retire. John will retire. And once again, I see no path for victory for Stipe. Zero. And I think John is going to absolutely maul him. And I would be happy to see John take him down and throw elbows. And he'll be able to throw 12 sixes. So I think out of spite for fucking Matt Hamill, he should just come out, take him down, and drop 12 sixes the whole fight.
Yeah, all day.
Yes, all day, all night, all day. So I'd love that. I got a couple of Conor McGregor's for you. Okay. I don't know if you saw the moon the other day. We were driving home from DeKalb, and it was super golden.
It was wild. Super, it felt like morning the entire night. It looked, when you looked outside, so bright.
Yeah, so Conor made a post, and I want to share him. He's losing his shit over this moon.
Nah, yeah. The phone isn't doing this justice, folks, yeah? Get out and have a look at that moon quick. Is it... The moon is on the blading low level. It's like the moon... Surely the moon's going to go up. Look at the thing. Have a look at that moon, folks. Quick.
LJ, it's like a double rainbow.
Yeah.
That is the maddest. It's like the sphere. It's like I'm looking at the sphere, yeah? What?
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
He's crazy.
What the fuck?
Nah. What is with these phones, man? Look at that moon quick, everyone, yeah? And tell us.
Yeah.
Is it going up? It's actually going up. That's usually the moon's up there, like. It's down there. It's a sea. It's at me eye level. And it's huge. And it's going up.
A huge.
Do you see that? That's rising up now. Look.
Oh, it's risen quite a bit already in just the time we've been watching.
Yeah. So that was one of his epic videos. And then he's got another one. He thinks wrestling is killing the sport of MMA. Shocker.
Okay.
You know, I'm in that camp. And here's him watching the PFL over the weekend.
Come out, look around, fuck off, just, wow! Wow! Oh my God, no! What the hell? Oh my God! What? Wow! Oh my God! No way!
No, what is he excited about? I don't get it.
He's just fucking around.
Oh, yeah. What? No way, this can't be happening right now. Oh my God, he has him. He's holding him, guys. This, how's he doing this? Oh my God.
Oh, I love him. He's just losing his shit this weekend.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. Maybe that's what he just needs to do, is just fucking troll on X or whatever, but good for him. You can tell he's drug free. What else is going on?
Well, we're down to the time of the show where we go, it's time for today's UFC in 5 game, where Matt guesses the fighter based on 5 clues that I will give him, okay. And he will get a guess at each clue, and the game will continue. Let's see how he does.
I was at 4 last week.
4, yes.
That was a hard one.
Might have been 2 weeks ago.
Because I don't respect the
lighter weight classes. But anyway, here's middleweight,
okay,
mostly.
Mm. Rich Franklin.
Nope. Let's see. Nope. Mm. 11 UFC fights.
That's it.
Yeah.
Middleweight mostly. 11 UFC fights. Well, see, I'm trying to think of who went up and down. No, Anderson Silva went up and down, but I believe he fought way more than 11.
Yeah. It's like 16 or 20 even.
Yeah, middleweight. The fuck else went up and down? See, that's where I get stumped of who else went up and down. Forrest Griffin, he fought way more than that, but I'll throw him out. He was 205, though.
Nope. Former champ in the UFC and Strikeforce.
Yeah, give me a second. UFC. Luke Rockhold.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it. Nice. Correct.
You get 3. One better every time.
It's pretty solid. I was like, I would not have guessed that. So nice job.
Thanks. These are tough.
They are very tough.
I think I blew out
Matt, you got
all
it.
My brain power, and I think I'm bleeding from my rectum. So
that's fine.
You're welcome. Did you see Nate Diaz and Brendan Schaub got some beef?
No.
Yeah, so I'll pull up this tweet. So I guess Nate Diaz tweets out, he says, Brendan, the big old pussy Schaub, with a little crying emoji. And then Schaub responds, oh, buddy, I probably got 20 pounds on you. He probably has over 100 on him. Maybe not that much. And he says, not too far off. He says, I'll snap your neck. Set up a grappling match and let me know how it goes for you. Have one of your handlers read this tweet and get back to me. And then he went on another like 10-minute tirade saying, if you really want this, you can come get it. Like, I haven't been, it's like, I'm still in shape and I'm training. I'm like 240 right now. But if you and I go in a room, I'm going to fucking snap your neck. He was pretty adamant about it. Yeah, I like it. So I don't know what that beef is, but again, Nate is a 155er who probably weighs 170. Brendan retired like 15 years ago, but he's a heavyweight. The only problem with a grappling match between Schaub and Diaz is I remember a grappling match with Schaub when he did the Schaub shutdown and basically ran away the entire fucking amount of the match. So I would be concerned of a grappling match with Brendan Schaub in it. I don't need any more Schaub shutdowns. So
the Schaub shutdown.
And he was all impressed air grapple
Schaub.
Oh, I like that one.
He was like,
he got KO'd.
Yeah.
Maybe I can find that. So what else is going on?
Let's see. What do I have left? I have a KO and then some knowledge.
Okay, I gotta let me do a few more things and then we can go into some KO knowledge stuff. So Cormier had this statement about Cowboy coming back to fighting. He said, for years now, he's been openly using steroids. I'm against his return. I'm honestly against the idea that you could find a loophole, go in and use that loophole, feel better while using that loophole, come back and fight because you can pass a clean test. So what do you think about that?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't understand it. This is Salty Man over here who lost. Salty.
Yeah.
Because, Cormier, again,
there's a guy who got big after, man, he's...
Oh, he's large, he's huge. In charge.
It's like Charles Barkley, man.
Yeah, pretty much. And he golfs now, too, which is... Oh, wow.
That's got to be impressive to see that swing.
Yeah. So. But, you know, it's... I don't know how much of an advantage it is, because it's not like when these guys exited the sport, they were on like massive losing streaks. So just because you throw in some steroids, he's not going to come back like this awesome fighter just because he's stronger. Mm-hmm. He may come back a little better than he would have been without that, but he still needs a favorable matchup. You can't just like, what, he's going to go in and then fight a top 10 guy. He'll get his fucking ass handed to him, steroids or not. The steroids are just going to let him be able to train closer to a normal person, and he's got to come off of them. So whatever advantage you had, it goes down to here. You're going to gain a little, but it's not to the point where he's not anywhere close to anybody that's still fighting.
Right.
Except for Tony Ferguson, which is a fight that they probably should make. So
I'm in. Yeah. Make it happen.
Winner leaves town. And I got a little throwback. This will make you feel old.
Let's see.
Pull this one up. Punch Out.
Oh, geez.
37 years ago.
Hell yeah. What a game.
I played that about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah,
motherfucker, it's hard.
Yep, Sandman. Were you able to beat it?
No, we got stuck at one of the fighters. I don't remember which one. It was very frustrating. I had no cheat codes. Let's see. I got a couple of tweet of the weeks.
Okay,
what we got here?
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm gonna have to fucking unfortunately blur this out. But you know, Tesla came out with those robots, so. I kind of worry of when this is going to happen. Of like the fucking robots. These are all UFC fights. So this will be so. That's Chuck Liddell.
That's epic.
That's Anderson Silva.
Anderson Silva, yeah. Oh, Anderson Silva again.
Yeah, again.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so.
Didn't look like much, but hey.
Yeah. That's and then cool. how about this? I've seen this toddler tough little fucking MMA cage tree kids with a little fucking punching bag. I wish I had that when my kids were kids. I don't care if they're girls. You still train them a little bit.
Hell yeah.
And let's do some KOs. We got.
All right. Well, I have this one here, which is a boxing match. So two guys are going at it, you know, doing a little boxing box. One guy's starting to get the upper hand, right? In a second, mm-hmm. you're going to see that. And then throwing around. Old boy decides, yeah, I'm not having that. Kicks him in the face.
Yeah, this was an MMA fighter that didn't do so well in his first boxing match and had a little bit enough of it and wanted it like, over.
That's it. I'm just going to KO him. I'm done with this shit.
Because that was what people, like, remember when Conor McGregor boxed Floyd Mayweather Jr. and everyone was going, oh man, I hope he fucking head kicks him. I think there was something in the contract that said if he throws a kick, he loses like his purse. So I would have loved to have seen that though. It's a dick move though. I mean, you should 100% get banned from boxing if you pull that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So that was that. I got a couple of KOs here.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see. I make my sound. I'll share sound. No. Oh, yes. I'll put it on and we'll see what happens. I think I got to turn it off. Here's one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That looked like a movie KO because all the fucking juice on that guy.
Got it all of the shin.
Like, look at that.
The whole side of the face got the shin.
Yeah. You got that one and then I don't know what these guys are.
Fernandez looking to... Ooh. Oh, soccer kick.
Was that a soccer kick?
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah, he's down. when you make this motion, it's very bad.
On the way down, he caught him with the soccer kick.
That's so brutal. Pretty so bad. Brutal. And that takes us right into Knowledge. We got.
All right. I've been a fan of these. I don't know. Here's another video of a guy doing stupid shit with a bull. Here he goes. Oh,
you got. Can he still walk?
I am not okay. One more time. Oh, boom.
Oh man, that was pretty fucking sweet.
These people are idiots. Who would I would not do this? No, thank you.
No, I mean, you can't fuck with bulls. That's the like one of those things you shouldn't fuck with. Yeah, I got brain damage just from watching that, actually.
Sorry.
And then. Let's see. We've seen this girl before. I think it says Jada Rounds on TikTok. She's got some anger aggression issues.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Probably making a killing on these videos.
Oh, for sure. Thing.
Jesus.
Yeah, you get to just
I do defer. It's aggressive.
Very angry, like she had to check her pants because I think she shit herself.
No kidding.
I hope that was edited in, but judging from that video, I don't think she's classy enough to edit that in. I think it's legit. I'm gonna guess she's from the deep south, maybe Florida. Florida woman.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Now, chill it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.